T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our next guest is an Idaho Falls potato factory worker who has become a bona fide viral sensation after he uploaded a video of himself riding a skateboard, drinking cranberry juice and singing along to the Fleetwood Mac classic, Dreams, to his TikTok account, garnering over 60 million views, and spawning well over 130,000 tribute videos, and, in the process, giving us all the feel-good video of 2020. Please welcome, Nathan Apodaca.
Nathan, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
So good. I was trying to figure out earlier why I loved it so much, and it finally dawned on me, because it's just soothing. It just makes you feel better to watch you just rolling down. It's super smooth, super fluid, and it's nice. Cranberry juice and the, you know, Fleetwood Mac, like, not a care in the world, man.
Yep.
You had to have been pretty surprised, though, at the reaction.
Oh, yeah, you know, especially when I started getting it from my mom, you know, forwarded from my mom and my aunties, that's when I was like, okay, maybe this is bigger than I think it is.
Yeah, well, and for a guy whose truck just ate it, you're pretty goddamn relaxed. Like, that 2020's got us all wound up, and then your truck goes down.
Oh, yeah.
Most people aren't that, like, aren't letting it roll off their back that easy, man. You're a lesson for an entire planet right now.
Yeah, you know, it happens from time to time. That's why, you know, I didn't really pay any attention to it, but that's why I said it just happened and I had to get to work. So I just grabbed my board, grabbed my juice, and just took off.
So you do this, you go to work that day, you uploaded it, I guess, that night, and this is only a few weeks old, correct?
Yeah, I uploaded it the morning as I went to work, and like I said, I almost didn't upload it, but I did. And I waited an hour to see if it was going to do anything good or not. And luckily, it hit 100,000 views in an hour. So I was like, all right, I'll leave it on. Then 400,000 in 3 hours. And then 1 million in 7 hours or something like that.
God. That's a great day. In 2020, you know, man.
The world needed you.
The world did need you. And then the people at the cranberry joint at Ocean Spray, they surprise you.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, you know what I mean? And it was just crazy because they set it up to where they got it to where my daughter could present it to me. And I don't even know how they did that. But, yeah, when I came out the RV, there was cavern people behind my daughter on the street, across the street. I was like, what the heck is going on here? And then I didn't even put two and two together when I seen the truck. I seen the juice. They're like, you remember Cranberry or Ocean Spray? And I was like, yeah, you know, of course. So I figured they were just giving me a whole bunch of juice and stuff, and then
sure.
I seen the sign on the truck, and I was like, no way, that's my truck. And then I asked them, and they're like, yep, that's yours. Like, crazy, and that's not, like, no way, man. It's like a dream, you know?
Oh, I love that. Dude, in this year, in 2020, to see that, it just makes me feel good again. Like, you know, that's
hell yeah.
That's really nice. That's really great of those guys. I'm going to go buy a bunch of their cranberry juice. And just because, and I love it, of course. Normally, I just drink it with vodka, but now I'm going to start drinking it right out of the bottle. That's pretty amazing, man. So you live up in Idaho Falls, which I've been through there on a motorcycle, and it's beautiful. You work at a potato factory, so that's not the most glamorous work. So, but now you're this whole TikTok superstar, and is that generating money for you as well?
Well, now it is basically because I got little promos that I'm doing here and there, you know, for some companies, and that's thankful.
Good.
And bringing in some money, you know, and My merch as well. You know, I've got that going right now. I've got a Halloween costume, and yeah, hopefully that brings in some revenue.
That's awesome.
Man, go, brother, go.
That's genius.
That's fantastic.
Right?
Man, I want to see those. There's got to be a skateboard company, a longboard company that reaches out to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then that's another thing. I'll be getting a longboard coming out pretty soon. I'm just getting the details figured out about that.
Oh, that's just a 2020 let it roll. Like that's just and how about the fact now I know you've seen Stevie Nicks did it. What's the other guy from Fleetwood?
Mick
Fleetwood did it. Cheech and Chong did it.
Yeah.
That's gotta feel
good. That's cool. They put their little spin on it as well. That's why I said that's why I love it, because everybody's doing their own little style of it, you know, now, and not just longboarding, but it's awesome.
Yeah, and listen,
crazy. Cheech and Chong did their own version.
So
brought
good.
Back the Up in Smoke scene. It was insane.
Well, that's, you know, and honestly, like, and not to get corny about it, but the fame is nice and the truck is incredible. But dude, you really did in a year where there's not a whole lot of good coming out of social media. Mostly, it's just weird misinformation, ugliness, conspiracy, fighting, diversity. You know, everybody's divided, and all of a sudden, you see something, you go, man. That's how I want to feel right there. I want to go roll down a sidewalk, down a street, an exit ramp, just everything fluid and happy, man. Like, that's what we're all trying to get to.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what next, man? Just back to life? Or are you going to keep looking for another viral TikTok video?
I'm going to continue doing my videos, you know what I mean? Like I always have been. I have a strain coming out in California. Like you said before, longboards are coming out.
Good.
So hopefully there is something that keeps going to where I don't have to go back to work. But like I said before, I've been at the warehouse for so many years that there ain't no shame in my game if I have to go back.
Hell no, man. No, listen, you know, in a time when a lot of people are looking for a job, that's, you know, it's good to have one.
Exactly. Amen to that.
All right, brother. Listen, hey, I appreciate you taking time. And I'm happy for you. Genuinely happy for you. I think you put something good in this world, and then something good came back to you. And that's what we got to remember. Just keep putting good stuff out.
Amen.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Call us anytime.
Hey, you too.
All right,
on. Thank you, guys.
You bet, brother. Stay there, man. Get his number, Jake. I want to follow him. I think that's great. That really is nice,
story.
Man.
Well, and it's a fantastic story that it grew from. Like, normally you'll see something hit the news first and whatever. Like, I didn't know anything about this story until I saw the commercial with Mick Fleetwood and whatever. And I'm like, why are they just showing a dude riding on a longboard, whatever? And then I went back and found the video. And
well,
you see
I'd
the,
seen this video.
You see the story. See, and I hadn't seen the video. I'd only seen, it got rolled into a commercial now because everybody's looking for something to feel good about. Like,
no,
it's
you
such
do.
A turd.
And I was like, why is this so pleasing? Like, there's certain really highly satisfying videos you'll find once in a while. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like a machine, like, smushing stuff or something being made.
Yeah.
It's just a weird repetitive fluidity to it. But I'm watching this and I'm like, this makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Like,
for me, it's the rope-a-dope. Like, I love the fact that the dude looks so hardcore and then it's Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that's it, too.
I mean, it's
sure.
so good. It's
sure.
a great rope-a-dope.
Yeah, but how about a truck? He's going to get some endorsement money. Got a little money coming in.
Halloween costume.
He's got a strain coming out in California.
Yeah, I know. I caught that too. Some weed coming out.
I'm like, dude.
So good,
well, anytime
man.
You talk good to Tommy, you. Now that you're hooked up with Tommy, you're going to get weed.
But the fact that I guess Stevie did one as well, and Mick Fleetwood doing it in his backyard. I mean, Mick Fleetwood. I may not be the biggest Fleetwood Mac fan, but I understand the enormity
you get the respect,
of Mick Fleetwood. Doing your gig, like
all
because
that guy kept chill after his truck broke down so many damn times. He's like, well, that's why I carry my longboard.
Dude, I'd have that face, skateboard.
Damn it.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'd be. I got to get back to that. I got to relax a little bit and get a little easier in my life. Because dude, that's a dude who has no ulcers. You know what I mean?
Like, trust me.
He sleeps well at night.
His face doesn't have ulcers. I get it.
Yeah right.
I need to hang out with him.
That's what I need to do.
By his strength.
That was a day Johnny thought he could still skateboard and snap both his wrists. I come into work tomorrow. I'm like, hello.
I couldn't do it.
You have to hit buttons for me.
Landed on my face real hard on the asphalt.
Dude, I think about that all the time. Because, you know, that's all we did was skate. For years, Greg and I used to run a skateboard shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just... you know, I mean, every day, all day, all night.
That's what we did.
Go downtown. I mean, that's all you do. So in your heart, you feel like you still...
like you can jump on a bike or jump on a horse and you get right back at it.
Right? And I see these beautiful concrete skate parks. And I'm always like, man, I wish I could find one that were any kids because it's too creepy to do it, you know. But you think, I feel like you really, not anything insane, but you carve and it would be, you could be fluid and it could be fun. It could be, you know, work back into it. But you know, you'd be like, burnt. Just both your wrists are gone. You're like, and that's why I have to stay home forever.
Yeah. Kate's girls both got skateboards. They're like, can you show us how to ride it? And I put one foot on it and kind of rolled it a little bit. I'm like, no, I can't. I am too top heavy. I will die. You're just going to have to learn off YouTube.
I was watching a Rodney Mullen video the other day. I was showing Sass, and I go, I can do a kickflip like that. And she's like, really? And I go, not now. I mean, in front of you. Like, but I could.
Back when you were a child, I could.
That was my one good trick.
There needs to be a version of the skateboard for you two and many others.
Yeah, it's got spotters.
The grown-up version that's wider.
It's got bungee cords attached to it.
Yeah.
I can just see us at the skate park.
It's just got a walker built around it.
It's got a dude on belay, like you're climbing a rock wall.
Yes.
Like if you start to fall, you can do it.
I just envision.
We got him.
T recording it, Jake and I sitting off to the side drinking, laughing, going, look at this chuckle F.
Yeah.
And just watching you two eat it.
Yeah. And maybe I don't know, but I still think, man, I sure would like to go out because I've never, ever once got a chance to ride concrete like that.
Yeah.
Everything we did was getting chased off Barney House Plaza or parking garages downtown.
Broken sidewalks.
Broken sidewalks, crappy sewer drains.
We never got the chance to ride it like a real deal skate.
Never like that. Like you go to Venice and see... like it's a whole nother thing, but it's one of those things. I watch these kids. And I know, like there was a girl there. I'll bet you she wasn't 11. And Sassy and I are watching her, and she's just cutting this like 3 foot air off the top of the coping. And we're like, and she's so good. It's just I'm like, I mean, like I was just mesmerized by how amazing it was.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like it's really something to watch. Probably not something to do.
No.
That's how he broke his Cossacks.
Yeah. About
he never knew how to spell tailbone, C-O-C-C-Y-X.
How do you break both collarbones?
Cossacks. Cossacks. Yeah. Shattered his elbow.
Yeah.
It makes me sad to think, she probably, like, out of the womb was taught how to skateboard. Yeah. Like, how some are, like, taught how to surf. We're taught how to mouth off. Like, right? I had no skills from out the womb.
I never was a skateboard dude. Like, I couldn't ride a skateboard, so I acted like it wasn't cool because I couldn't do it. But I never rode. But I didn't realize, as an older man watching Ridiculousness on MTV, how many times people get nutted riding a skateboard.
Oh,
like,
yes.
It folding up between them. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Well, now that's the thing. You're starting to try to learn to ollie, and that it's if you don't know what it is, it's too hard to explain. But your front foot comes off and your back foot stays on and it stands straight up between your legs. And if you're not tall enough, it gooches you.
The board goes perpendicular to your tank.
And just right in the gooch. Like, and that's the least of your worries.
Or every guy who eats it trying to rail slide down a handrail. Nope.
And until you've, that I never even got to. But even just curbs on curb blocks, you know, like the parking curbs. Like the yellow ones, we go rail slide those. And until you've had your feet go out from underneath you and just landed perfectly on your spine so that your shoulders can almost touch the asphalt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, shoo! And there's about a minute, or it feels like a minute, but it's about a millisecond of hang time before you literally bend yourself backwards into a U. Yeah. It's not a fun day.
So when you guys are going to hook up today?
You kids today will never know the joy of peeling off your top epidermis on masonite. It clings to you.
Yeah, because now it's all polished. Whatever. It's all beautiful.
You would eat it down a masonite ramp, and it was just like it grabbed your skin, and it went, you're staying, but the heavy part's going to go.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even be bad enough to even bleed a lot. It would make the little petechiae, little dots all over you. But that night, when you were asleep, it would leak. And your sheets would stick to you.
Yeah. Oh.
And you'd wake up in the morning, you're like, and you would never be smart and go to the sink and put water on it and let it come off naturally. You'd always pull it off. And that's just a whole day. It's a pussy injury because it's nothing real, but it hurts like nobody's business. Like a hip, a shoulder, your elbows. It's super fun.
The long and short of it is we're going to a skate park today. It's happening.
I'll hit the liquor store. I'll meet you over there.
I don't know if other guys got laid skateboarding, but I can assure you none of us did.
No.
I actually just thought to myself.
No chicks were ever like, you look cool. They're like, hey, scabby, weird, skinny kid.
Sure, I'm sad I didn't hang out with you two growing up.
Weird looking clothes, yeah.
We weren't destined to be Tony Hawk material.
No, we weren't, man.
You're not even Chicken Hawk material.
Oh, Johnny was. He was cute.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.